morning with the MP Rino Tirikatane. Namahi kia koe e te tā.
Ah, tēnā koe te tuahine. Kia ora.
Kia ora. So I'm just filling in for Dale Husband, who's caught one of our terrible flus that are going around. I hope you... I'm looking forward to our conversation. So what's this free trade agreement with the UK? Has it been brought forward?
Oh, yes. So our Prime Minister, when he was up in the UK, London just recently, he announced the entry into force date for our UK free trade agreement, and that's on the 31st of May. So basically from that date, 99.5% of the products that we export into that market will have no tariffs. So that means more profits and more income back into our export companies, and many opportunities there for our Māori businesses as well. So I'm very, very pleased that, you know, that's a milestone that we've achieved in this government as the Associate Trade Minister. And also the landmark provisions that we've put in there, recognising Māori as well, the first of its kind in the world. It's great to now have a firm date where all of those provisions will be in force.
This is huge for Kiwi exporters, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is significant. And right from day one, as I mentioned, you know, we'll be getting tens of millions of extra dollars back into our pockets, whether it's through just looking at our Māori exporters, our manuka honey, our wine, horticultural products, all of those will have no tariffs from day one. And in the longer term, over the next 15 years, we'll be able to have no tariffs. They'll be gradually eliminated over the big ticket items of dairy, sheep, beef and lamb and the like. So in the whole, for the long term, it's great for our export sector and great for the New Zealand economy. And, of course, these are two-way things as well, so I'm sure there'll be opportunities for UK exporters to be able to send their products here as well.
And over the recess, you attended the Tū Te Huarewa Centenary at Port Levy. This is it was a special occasion, particularly for you.
Oh, yes. For those around the motu who may not know, there's a little place, Port Levy or Pukorarata, tucked away there in the Banks Peninsula. It's a significant little Māori settlement for Waitahu that has been there, and it's where my late grandmother comes from. So it was lovely to celebrate 100 years of our whare, Tū Te Huarewa, that still stands there proudly. And it's a lovely little quiet Māori settlement, and it was credit to all of the organisers who brought all the whānau together so we can connect, acknowledge the past and remember those of our loved ones, but also, you know, really enliven our hapū in the today and the present and for our tamariki mokapuna for the future.
So the Labour Party's been through a bit of an upheaval last week, let's put it that way. What are you feeling is happening within the Māori caucus and within the Labour Party for you?
Oh, look, of course, you know, we've acknowledged we're sad and disappointed, I guess, that our tuahine Mika has made her decision. But look, we're honestly focused on the mahi that we have at hand. You know, there's not much time left between now and, you know, before this parliament ends, and every day is so important for us in running the country, whether it's me looking after our court systems and tribunals nationwide or supporting on our trade agreements. And likewise, we've got the budget, which is coming up. So that really is the focus. I think, you know, Mika has followed her calling, and I guess for us here, we're following our calling, which is to obviously make the most and to do our best with the tūranga that we hold, to be able to obviously not only serve our country, but also serve our people as well.
Yes, and just going back to the free trade agreement, for organisations and Māori businesses like at Te Tauihi or Te Waipounamu, this must be an amazing opportunity to grow our exports further.
Indeed. And we want to create as many markets as possible for our exporters. You know, we're a small trading nation. Likewise, our Māori producers are very important, whether it is our horticultural producers in those beautiful areas like Te Tauihi at the top of the south, or up in the Bay of Plenty or Hawke's Bay or wherever, far north. These present really great opportunities for us to make more money, and that's what it's all about. We're in it there to profit for our people, and to eliminate those tariffs is really significant. I'm proud that our government now, we've achieved 75% coverage of free trade agreements across the whole world. So there are many, many markets there and opportunities for our wonderful products, and I know that our companies are working hard. And there is opportunities there under this UK agreement for our exporters to for Māori to provide. There's a platform there with our Māori Economic Cooperation Chapter to build that cooperation with the UK, acknowledging, you know, the historical ties, I guess, that we have through the past, and also looking forward to the future in trade.
Yes, it's quite exciting. Sorry to jump back to that. I was just realising how important the free trade agreement was and the impact that it will have on not only the companies, but also on our people, on their endeavours and our workforce as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the more we can earn from selling our beautiful, bountiful produce and goods overseas, the more that we can make as our economic companies, the more we can pay our staff, the more we can return to our owners and shareholders. So it's all, we've always been a trading nation. That's our lifeblood as a nation. And I'm very excited at the opportunities that are now exist, well, from the end of this month, for us into a very massive market. It's a $3 trillion GDP economy, the UK. So it is substantial. There are obviously there are some existing business that happens, but I think the opportunities now really open up as a result of this free trade agreement.
Well, wonderfully done. Yeah, that's so so important for our people. And so what's on the agenda for you for the rest of the week?
Oh, well, I'm actually back in Parliament. We have our caucus huis, as we always do on a Tuesday, and Māori caucus, and also back into question time in the House today at 2 p.m. So it's a busy day, but I'm excited and looking forward to hosting here in Parliament the Europe Day with the European Ambassador. That's another free trade agreement that we've achieved with the EU economy, another massive economy, which we've agreed, but now we need to go through the process of having it entered into force, which is just what we've done with the UK. So looking forward to rubbing shoulders with all of our manuhiri that will be here in Parliament to celebrate Europe Day with our companions from the EU.
Oh, ka pai. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and we look forward to catching up again very soon. Ngā mihi, kia koe.
Kia koe anō hoki I te tuahine. Kia ora.
Kia ora.